This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's an interesting that happens when you do a story about genetically modified crops on the radio. A lot of people hear genetically modified and then don't hear anything else because they just don't like GMOs and the idea of them. Hopefully this story is going to be a little bit different. About 60% of domestic sugar production comes from sugar beets. The catch is that all sugar beet seeds are genetically modified to tolerate the herbicide Roundup. And growers in and around the Red River Valley of Minnesota and North Dakota, the biggest area of sugar beet production in this country, are worried about the consumer backlash against GMOs. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
Duck Youngren seems to be in the right line of business for someone with a sweet tooth. He grows sugar beets in northern Minnesota, and he's been known to gnaw on the beets to get a sugar fix.
In the fall, you take the knife out and scrape off the outside and core out a little piece and put in your mouth, and it's like candy.
Duck, whose real name is Dan, takes me to one of his fields so I can try one for myself. The light rain is falling, and Duck reaches into a cluster of sugar beet leaves that kind of look like kale. He yanks the beet from the soil and then slices off a chunk with his pocket knife.
There you go. There's a little mud on there, but that's
all right.
Never kills anybody.
Fair. Not quite like candy, but not bad. Duck's family has farmed sugar beets since 1965. Nearly a decade ago, he and virtually all other sugar beet producers started growing crops that were genetically modified to resist the herbicide Roundup. It was stronger than the old herbicides, and Roundup doesn't beat up the sugar beets, so their leaves grow a canopy faster, which prevents further weed growth and means fewer herbicide applications.
We are down to two passes over the field where before it was a minimum of 5 to 6. We're saving fuel. We're saving trips over the field, wear and tear on our machinery, fatigue on the person doing it, not to mention the carbon footprint that we used to have is not there anymore. I like this way a lot better.
The scientific consensus is that foods grown with GMOs are safe, but some consumers think more studies are needed, and some worry specifically about the effects of Roundup. Most governmental entities say it doesn't cause cancer, but that's been a big cause for debate. As the rain picks up, Duck Youngren says genetically modified sugar beets are now getting a bad rap among consumers.
We were in a meeting, and somebody flashed up on the screen, agriculture, meet your new boss. And the picture was of a mother in a grocery store pushing her child in a cart. So we have to convince the consumer that what we're doing out here is safe.
A few big food companies, including Hershey's, are now moving away from beet sugar to cane sugar, which does not come from genetically modified plants. But there are limits to how dramatic a shift food companies can make.
They don't want to commit to doing something if they can't line up the supply.
Michael Swanson is the chief agricultural economist at Wells Fargo. He says U.S. sugar policy puts some restrictions on how much cane sugar there is on the market. It's tricky to work around. What's more, sugar cane takes a few years to establish and really only flourishes in a few states.
We certainly can't get that much more cane sugar instantaneously.
If GMO fears really escalate, though, sugar beet growers might have to consider going back to conventional seeds, which for some would be the nuclear option. Tom Astrup is president of the ag co-op American Crystal Sugar. He says it would be hard to ramp up the supply of seeds and chemicals for sugar beet producers to make that change. But
at the end of the day, the consumers are going to decide whether or not they want food produced using GMO technology. And if the consumer should decide on one path or the other, we have to be prepared to provide the food product that they desire.
For now, though, he says farmers and his co-op think that would be going backwards, using more resources to grow their crops. In the Red River Valley, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.